This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
الحمد لله. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله وختام النبيين ورحمة للعالمين وداعيا إلا الله بإذنه والسراج منيرا أما بعد. What is our greatest achievement in life? What is it that we're really searching for in our life? What is the greatest achievement of a human being? What is the greatest achievement of a Muslim? For sure, all of you would agree with me that the greatest achievement that anyone can have, the greatest success, the real true success that a human being can have in their life is to go to paradise, to go to Jannah, to go to paradise with the believers, to have the meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to be in the favors of Allah our Lord, and to have His mercy and His compassion upon us to enter us into Jannah forever. For sure, this is the greatest achievement. But what is its price? What price would you be willing to pay to enter into Jannah? What could you think that you would be able to bargain yourself with to go to paradise, to go to heaven? What is it that you would be willing to give up? What is it that you would be willing to do? This is what we intend to discuss. Is the price of paradise. Because we have a big problem today, and it's not a problem that is just shared by myself. It is not a problem that's just shared by some Muslims. It is not a problem that's just shared in some areas. It is a vast, overwhelming problem that the majority, if not all, the Muslims of the world face. Is that we live in a time where Islam is on the forefront of the world scene. Everyone's talking about Islam. It's the wrong people with the wrong message indeed, but everyone is talking about Islam. And most of it is negative, most of it is misinformation, and most of it is wrong. So we are left at the mercy of the non-Muslims, we are left at the mercy of the media, we are left at the mercy of every whim and every way that you can imagine that people come up with to bash Islam, to harm Muslims. And we do a lot of complaining about this issue. I hear Muslims all over the world complaining about this issue of Islam and of Muslims and of our situation and of our problems. And overwhelmingly, we all are begging that something happen and something change. And that Allah Azza wa Jal has favor upon us and helps us and gives us dignity and gives us glory and gives us victory. There's a dua that I hear very frequently that I've heard at every masajid that I've been to, that I've heard all of the imams that I've stood behind during the Ramadan, during the Taraweeh Salat, and I've heard it from the minbars of many a khutbah. I've used it myself, and I've never really questioned its meaning. As in, to question how do we achieve this dua? Why is it that so many people are begging Allah for this dua, the answer to this dua, and it's not happening? And most of you have heard this dua. It goes a little something like, Allahumma ansur Islami wal Muslimin. Or Allahumma ansur wa izza Islami wal Muslimin. Ya arham rahimin. O Allah, give help to Islam and the Muslims, or give help and dignity, izzah, dignity to Islam and the Muslims, oh, most merciful of the merciful. And everyone will cry behind you when you say this dua, Ameen, Ya Allah, Ameen, oh Allah, accept this from us, please, give us this help, give us this dignity, give Islam this izzah that it once had. And I was once questioning myself a couple of years ago as to, okay, there are so many people that are begging Allah for this help, this nasr, and begging Allah for this izzah, this dignity. So what is it that we are doing? Or what is it that we are not doing? Oh Allah, that is allowing this dua not to be answered, or is preventing you from giving us the answer to this dua, to give us this nasr, to give us this izzah, to give us help and dignity that we need, that we deserve, that Islam once had, that Muslims once had. What is it, oh Allah, that we are doing or not doing that is preventing us from this? And one day I was reading through the Quran. A couple of years ago, I was memorizing Surah Al-Saff. And I was sitting with my sheikh, and we began to read Surah Al-Saff. A very beautiful surah, mashallah. But what really caught my attention was when we got to ayat 10 and the three ayats that follow it. And I wanted to go and bang my head against the wall, because here was the answer to this dua. Here was the answer to all of the problems of all of the Muslims and the human beings all over the world, in very simple language, in very simple terminology, in a very simple formula that Allah has given us as the solution to this problem and as the price of paradise. Subhanallah. Allah asks us in Surah Al-Saff, I want you to pay attention to the way that Allah begs attention from our souls. He calls to the attention of our souls with this wordings. Allah says in the Quran, in Surah Al-Saff, ayat 10, مَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ أَمَّنُوا هَلْ عَدُوا لَكُمْ عَلَى تِجَارَةٍ تُنْجِيكُمْ مِنْ أَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. Allah says, O you who possess iman, O you who believe, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. And according to the greatest mufassirs of the Quran, people like Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, and Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu an, they said, whenever you see this wording, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, pay dear attention and close attention to it, because either Allah is going to warn you of something you should avoid, or He's going to tell you of something of great importance. And this one is one of the greatest for our situation today, for the situation that we face. Allah says, O you who believe, O you who possess iman, can I show you a commodity? Can I show you a transaction? May I show you a trade that will prevent you from a painful punishment? Subhanallah. Allah, Rabbil Alameen, Lord of everything that exists, is asking me and you if He can show us something that will prevent Him from having to punish us. And for sure this is a rhetorical question, because only someone who has lost their faculty of mind, someone who has become majnoon, insane, would say, you know what, no, that's okay, Allah, I'll just take the punishment, I'll deal with it, it can't be that bad, don't show me anything, I'll just deal with it. If you are of that nature, then I suggest you contact your closest psychologist or imam and try to get some counseling, because you have indeed lost your mind. So it's a rhetorical question. Allah is asking us, can I show you something that will prevent you from a painful punishment? Subhanallah. And the trade or the commodity or the transaction that Allah wants to show us is a very beautiful formula that has three parts, that will prevent us from not only a painful punishment, will grant us everything we want in this life, everything we want in the hereafter, will solve all of our problems of all of the Muslims in all of the world, and is also the key of the price of paradise. And what is this formula? We have two of the three. There's three steps, and we have two of them. Almost everyone that is a Muslim who says that they are Muslim has these two steps. What we miss, what we are lacking severely, is the third one. And the formula goes as such. تؤمنون بالله ورسوله وتجاهدون في سبيل الله بأموالكم وأنفسكم ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون. Allah says, this is the three-step formula, تؤمنون بالله, that you believe in Allah. Almost all Muslims have this, even though our aqidah may be wish-washy here and there. We all say, أَمَّنَ بِاللَّهِ, we believe in Allah. أَمَّنْتُ بِاللَّهِ, I believe in Allah. وَرَسُولِهِ, and His Messenger. These are the two key components to even entering Islam. If you do not have these, you can't be a Muslim. So we have these. أَمَّنْتُ بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِ, we believe in Allah and His Messenger. These two we have. What we are missing is the third active ingredient to the formula. And the reason I say active ingredient is it is the key ingredient that makes the formula work. If you go and buy any medication in any pharmacy, you will look on the back on the box and you will see that it has inactive ingredients and active ingredients. And usually there's one or two or three, a couple active ingredients that make the rest of the formula of ingredients work. Without these active ingredients, all you have is a conjuncture of stuff that really can't help you without these active ingredients. Also, if you want to bake a, let's say you want to bake a cake, you put all the ingredients and you forget to put the baking soda, you forget to put the baking powder, the baking soda, what makes the cake rise. Put that cake in the oven, what are you going to get? You're going to get a flat, mushy cake that no one's going to want to eat. So if it doesn't have the active ingredient, it's going to be no good. So what is the active ingredient in this formula? وَتُجَاهِدُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ بِأَمْوَالِكُمْ وَأَنفُسِكُمْ ذَلِكُمْ خَيْرَ لَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ, that you make effort, you make juhud, you strive, you struggle, you sacrifice for the sake of Allah with what He has given you, بِأَمْوَالِكُمْ, in your possessions, what He has given you of possessions, of commodities, of wealth, of sustenance, وَأَنفُسِكُمْ, and your greatest commodity, yourself. That is better for you, if you did but know. So this is the formula, that you believe in Allah and His Messenger, and you back up that belief with struggling and striving and sacrificing for the sake of Allah with your possessions and with your wealth. This is better for you, if you did but know. And this is what Allah is asking us for. Not just iman. Oh, I believe. I don't do anything else. I've heard this many times. Oh, I believe. I don't pray, but I believe. You don't believe. I pray. Or I believe, but I don't fast. You don't believe. Because Hasan al-Basri rahimahullah said that iman, faith, is not just the substance of hopes and wishes. But iman, true iman, is that which settles in the heart, the belief which settles in the heart, and then becomes manifest in the actions with the limbs. It's not just mere lip profession to belief. It's backing it up with actions. It's backing it up with deeds. Because this deen of Islam has become too much a deen of kalam, of talking. And I know this as I am one of the greatest perpetrators of this problem. I speak way too much. It has become a deen of talking and not a deen of amal, a deen of actions. And when we look at the deen of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and we look at the deen of the Sahaba, and we look at the deen of the pious Salaf who came after them, their deen was a deen of actions. Their deen was a deen not only of speech, but a deen of speech that was backed up with deeds, with actions. They said and they did. Allah commanded and they acted. Allah refers to the Sahaba around Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the Quran that they were people who sami'na wa atana. They heard, sami'na, they heard, wa atana, and they obeyed. Allah said, and they did. Rasul commanded sallallahu alayhi wasallam and they acted. This was their characteristics. This is one end of the scheme. This is one end of it. And on the other end, you have Bani Israel, whom Allah refers to in the Quran as Sami'na, they listen, wa asana, and they disobeyed. Allah said, and they did something else. Not out of ignorance, not out of not knowing what was they were told to do, but blatant, arrogant disobedience. Allah told them to do one thing, they would do another. Allah said, they didn't listen. This is the other end of the spectrum. You have Sami'na, wa ata'na, wa sami'na, wa asana. People who listen and obeyed, and people who listen and disobeyed. The fortunate and unfortunate thing of the Muslims of this generation, the Muslims of this ummah, is that we are in the middle. We are neither here nor there. We are not sami'na wa ata'na. We don't listen and obey, nor do most of us listen and blatantly disobey. We are, and I like to describe us, as sami'na, we listen, wa khalas. And that's it. Sami'na wa khalas. We hear, and that's it. Allah says, and we do nothing. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's commands, and we don't act. We go to a good khutbah, and we go outside the masjid, we say, mashallah, it was a good khutbah. If I ask you tomorrow, brother, what was the khutbah about yesterday? Say, wallahi, brother, I don't know, but it was good. Subhanallah, this is our condition. We are guilty of inaction. We are guilty of not doing anything but listening. And this is a big problem. Because Allah says that the formula is not only تُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. It is وَتُجَاهِدُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ بِأَمْوَالِكُمْ وَأَنفُسِكُمْ ذَلِكُمْ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ إِن كُنتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. That you believe in Allah and His Messenger and you back it up with struggling, with striving, with acting for the sake of Allah with what He has given you of your possessions and with yourselves. This is better for you if you did not know. That we do some action, brothers and sisters. Now is the time for us to put actions behind our words. Now is the time for us to stop speaking so much about what we should be doing and just start doing it. It's not as easy as it sounds, I know. It's easier said than done. I never said that just doing is not going to come with sacrifice, because when you look at the word watujahiduna, it implies that there will be some sacrifices, there may be struggles, people may be harmed in the process, things may get difficult, may get more difficult before they get easy, but the point is that Allah says this is the formula that will prevent us a painful punishment. And if that was it, that's all that Allah wanted to give us, was avoiding a painful punishment, wallahi, we couldn't ask for more. But fortunately, Allah is Al-Ghani. He is the one who is rich without need. He is As-Samad. He is self-sufficient. He doesn't need anything. Everything is at His disposal. All He has to say is kun, be, fayakun, and it is. So for Allah, it's not enough. Just to avoid it's a painful punishment. If you do these small three things, not only is Allah going to avoid us a painful punishment, wallahi, what else Allah is promising us is more than we ever could ask for, is more than we even deserve. Because what does the next ayat say? That Allah will give us for these three things.
يَخْفِي لَكُمْ ذَنُوبُكُمْ وَيُدْخِي الْجَنَّةِ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَرُ وَمَسَقِينِ طَيِّبَاتٍ فِي جَنَّةِ عَدْنٍ ذَلِكُ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمِ.
Allah says that I will forgive you your sins, all of them. وَيُدْخِي الْجَنَّةِ, and I'll enter you into Jannah forever. Because Jannah is not a part-time deal. Once you go into Jannah, you're in Jannah. And this is where we come to the price of paradise. Because some of us may be under the misconception that by doing good deeds, you're going to earn Jannah. Let me tell you that no good deeds can earn you Jannah. I don't care if you take all of the good deeds of all of the human beings from the time of the first human being, Adam alayhi salam, to the time of the last human being. You would not be able to take all of those good deeds, take them to Allah, and trade them to Allah and repay Allah for one human being's faculty of vision. You couldn't repay Allah. The price isn't enough. There's not enough you could do to repay Allah for what He has done for us. One human being's eyesight, you can never repay Allah with good deeds. What about all the human beings' faculty of vision, hearing, smelling, seeing, the air that Allah has given us to breathe, the water that He has given us to drink, the food that He gives us to eat, the earth that He has given us to inhabit, the beautiful homes, the dwellings, the possessions, the children, the families. With what are you going to repay Allah for that? What price would you take to Allah and think that you've done enough to repay Allah for that? Wallahi, you can't. You cannot repay Allah for the favors He has given us. And most of those favors are favors that فَبِأَيِّ عَلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Most of those favors are favors that we deny. So we definitely couldn't repay Allah for them. But what can you earn? Then how do we go to Jannah? What is the price? What is the price to go to Jannah? Good deeds. But it's not by earning Jannah. What do we earn with good deeds? What do we earn with actions? What do we earn with belief on top of actions? What you earn is يَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذَنُوبَكُمْ. You earn that Allah decides to forgive you. You earn that Allah decides to have mercy upon you and not punish you for the sins that you commit. Because even one sin is enough for Allah to punish us. Because Allah says, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. That I didn't create man and jinn for no reason other than that they should worship me. So one thing that you do contrary to that is enough for Allah to punish you. So we hope that by doing good, by believing in Allah and His Messenger, and striving for Allah's sake, we hope that Allah will decide to forgive us, have rahmah upon us, and then give us Jannah for free as a gift. Allah gives us Jannah because He desires to do so. Allah could just forgive us and cause us to cease to exist. Say, go. Cause us to cease to exist. And no one would be able to blame Allah for being unjust to us. But Allah says, not only will I forgive you, I'll give you Jannah forever. يَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذَنُوبَكُمْ وَيُدْخِلْ جَنَّةً. And not only will I give you Jannah, Allah tells us, but Allah says, I'll give you beautiful dwellings. فِي جَنَّةِ عَدْنٍ. In the garden of bliss. ذَلِكُ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. This indeed is a great achievement. You want to achieve something in life? You want to be something? You want to be somebody? I don't care if you have 10 PhDs, master degrees, 4 cars, beautiful home, beautiful wife, beautiful children, money that's stacked in banks upon banks. Allah does never anywhere refer to in the Quran as this being an achievement. Nowhere can you find Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam or his sahaba or the righteous predecessors of our past speaking of this as an achievement. But Allah says that having His forgiveness and going to Jannah, ذَلِكُ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. This is an achievement indeed. So you want to achieve something? Achieve this. Achieve that Allah forgives you. Achieve Jannah. Do 3 things and Allah will give you all of this. Allah will give us an avoiding of a painful punishment. Allah will not only avoid us a painful punishment, dear brothers and sisters, but He will forgive us for everything that we've done. And we all need it. I'm the one who needs more forgiveness than probably most of you watching this show. We earn Allah's forgiveness for our sins, and then He gives us Jannah. Subhanallah. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. And not only that, He gives us beautiful dwellings. in the beautiful part of Jannah, في جنتي عدن ذلكول فالزول أذيم. This is what comes with action, brothers and sisters. There's more than just iman that we need, brothers and sisters. There's more than just saying, I believe, and that's it. Because if we look at the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he asked them to give him bay'ah, to give him a pledge of belief in him, the Sahaba said, this is in recorded in Bukhari and Muslim, the Sahaba said, بَيَعْنَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ, that we gave bay'ah, pledge to the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم على سامي وطعاتي, that we listen and we obey, في العسر واليسر, in times of prosperity and in times of difficulty, والمنشاتي والمكره, and in hardship and in difficulty, وعلى أثارة علينا, and we don't fear the reproach of the people, we don't care what anybody says. This was the bay'ah that they say they gave to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as recorded in Bukhari and Muslim, that we gave pledge to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to listen and obey in prosperity and in difficulty, in hardship and in ease. And that we didn't care what the people think. We didn't care what the people said. We didn't care what the people did. We gave bay'ah to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for this. وَعَلَىٰ أَنْ نَقَوْلَ, and that we would say, وَعَلَىٰ أَنْ نَقُولَ بِالْحَقِّ, and that we would speak the truth, أَيْنَامَ كُنَّ لَا نَخَفُ فِي اللَّهِ, and that we would say the truth no matter where we were, and we wouldn't fear anyone but Allah. لَوْ مَتَلَئِنْ, and we wouldn't care what the people would say. And that we would speak the truth no matter where we were. And we would not fear anyone but Allah. And we wouldn't care what the people thought. We wouldn't care what they said. This was the bay'ah that was given by the Sahaba to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What else can we expect from ourselves? This is the deen of Islam. This is a deen that is a deen for men and for women. This is a deen for men who love Allah and His Messenger and don't fear the people. This is a deen for women who love Allah and His Messenger and they don't care what the people think. They say what is right and they say what is wrong. They do amr bil ma'ruf. They command people to the ma'ruf, the good deeds. Wa nahya anil munkar, and they forbid and they prevent people from doing evil actions. وَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ, and they believe in Allah. This is the deen of Islam. It's a deen that is not only iman in the heart, it is not only professing with the mouth, it's the actions of the limbs. And this is the formula for success, brothers and sisters. تُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَتُجَاهِدُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ بِأَمْوَالِكُمْ وَأَنفُسِكُمْ ذَلِكُمْ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ إِن كُنتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ, that you believe in Allah and His Messenger, and you make struggle, you strive in the sake of Allah with what He has given you of your possessions and yourself. This is better for you if you did but know. And Allah will avoid us a painful punishment. Allah will forgive us our sins. Allah will give us Jannah forever. Beautiful dwellings in the gardens of bliss. This is an achievement indeed. And if that was it, if that was all that Allah wanted to give to us, what else could we ask for? Allah wants to avoid you a painful punishment. He wants to give you forgiveness, Jannah. This is the achievement. This is the striving of the human being. This is the striving of the Muslim. And you can get it with these three things. But for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is still not enough. I want you to listen to me very closely. This is still not enough. Allah wishes to give us more. Allah wishes to give us more than we deserve. Because Allah knows that we live in the here and now. We live in a world that is going to be plagued with problems and troubles. And we're going to have, when you do these three things, you're going to have problems. You're going to have opposition. You're going to have enemies. The truth always has enemies in every time and every age. The people who speak the truth are always going to have enemies. They're always going to have opposition. They're always going to meet resistance. And that resistance can never be overcome in any age, except by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So for these three things, Allah says He'll give us all these things. And Allah says He'll give you something else, which you've been crying for, which you've been begging for. Oh brothers and sisters, Allah says, I'll give you something even more desirous in your hearts at this time. وأخرى تحبونها نصر من الله والفتح قريب وبشر المؤمنين. Allah says, I'll give you something else which you love, which you desire for, which you're crying for, which you're begging me for. نصر من الله. I'll give you help from Allah. والفتح قريب. And a clear victory. وَبَشَرِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. So give glad tidings to the believers in the present tense. You want the help of Allah? You want the victory for the Muslims? The victory for this deen? Then you can have it. Allah says in the Quran that it is yours. It belongs to you. You can take it. The same promises that were given to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his sahaba. We are the warith, the inheritors of the Quran. Those promises belong to me and you. The same victory that was given to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the day of his hijrah from Mecca to Medina, when he walked right past all of his enemies surrounding his house, when he was protected in the cave by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with Abu Bakr radiallahu an, and was able to make his hijrah and build the Islamic state. The same victory that was given to him on that day belongs to you and me. The same Nasr min Allah wal Fathun Qareeb that was given to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the day of the Battle of Badr, when the angels descended from the heavens to fight and defend our Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Muslims, that even Abu Sufyan had to admit after his accepting Islam. He said, yes, that day I saw them. I saw the angels in white thobes descending and fighting on the side of the Muslims. At that moment is when the shaitan ran and left and departed from them. This same Nasr min Allah wal Fatun Qareeb belongs to you and me today. The same Nasr min Allah wal Fatun Qareeb that was given to Muslims in our past over and over again, that was given to Abu Bakr radiallahu an during his khalifa, that was given to Umar radiallahu an when he put most of the world under the banner of Islam, that was given to the Sahaba over and over again, that was given to Salah ad-Din Ayyubi rahimahullah. The same victory that has been given to those who have been struggling and have been defending and striving for the sake of Allah and His Messenger, to defend Islam and the Muslims, to make the word of Allah dominant over the words of human beings that have made, tried to struggle and strive that the deen of Allah, the way of Allah, is more superior than all of the false ways of life. The same victory that has come to them over and over again. Go look at our history. It's filled with people like this who have tapped in to this formula and have reaped its benefits of not only avoiding themselves painful punishments, not only hopefully inshallah Allah will forgive them and give them Jannah, but they got Nasr min Allah wal Fathun Qareeb. And the reason we don't have it is because we leave out the most important part of the formula, which is the actions that Allah is asking us to do. That we make effort for Him, that we strive for Him, that we strive to make His word the most dominant way, word, that we strive to make His deen the most superior way of life, that we try our best to live Islam, to be Muslim. Muslim means that I am one who does Islam. I just don't lip profess it. I do it. I live it. It's my lifestyle. It is my deen. This is what we are missing, and this is why we are not getting it, brothers and sisters. But do you want it? I'm asking you right now, do you want it? I want it. Ya Allah, I want your Nasr. I want the Fathun Qareeb. Because you know what is a Fathun Qareeb? A Fathun Qareeb is a clear victory. A victory for this Ummah. That not only will it be so victorious, it'll be so clear that everyone will know that we are victorious because we believe in Allah. We are victorious because we believe in our Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We are victorious because we are Muslims. And then we will see again this surah coming back into action. إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسَ يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا فَسَبِحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ تَوَّابًا. That when the help of Allah comes in His victory and you see the people entering into Allah's religion in crowds, then you praise and glorify Allah and seek forgiveness for your sins. This is what we need. This is what we beg Allah for. Allahumma ansur wa izz islami wal muslimin ya arhamar rahimin. Ameen. But it's not going to come without something on our part. Because if we look at the hadith al-Qudsi, where Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, is what to paraphrase in the English means, that if you take one step towards Allah, Allah will take two steps towards you. If you come towards Allah, an arm length, a hand length, He'll come to you an arm length. If you go to Allah walking, He will come to you running. Allah does a lot with a little action, but the action has to be initiated from us. Allah is waiting for us to initiate the action. He's waiting for us to take a formula for success that He gave us in Surah As-Saff and put it into action. By getting real about this Islam, by getting real about our deen, by starting to live Islam to the best of our capabilities, and to start struggling and striving and making effort for the sake of Allah with what He has given us of our possessions and ourselves. And that we follow in the footsteps of Sahaba when they said, we gave bay'ah to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to hear and obey in difficulty and in prosperity. In difficulty now and in prosperity, even when Allah gives us the victory, we still listen and obey. And that we don't care what the people think. We don't care what the people feel. We don't care what they say. I'm a Muslim. Yes, I'm proud to be a Muslim. Allah says that in the Quran. وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِّمَنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ وَعَامِلَ الصَّالِحَةِ وَقَالَ الْإِنَانِ مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. That who is better in speech than one who calls to Allah while he's a doer of good and he says to the people, verily, إِنَانِ, truly, indeed, without a doubt, I am a Muslim. Yes, we are here and we're not going anywhere. But we need to try to create a better environment for human beings so they can live under the banner of La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, even if they don't know it's good for themselves. They don't know it's good for themselves. It's our job to show them. It's our job to make it easy for them to live in a society free from the evils that plague our society today. This is part of our deen, is to be socially conscious. Socially conscious of what's going on around us and be socially proactive in society, which is going to be a video that will follow one of these videos. We're going to talk about the sociological aspects of Islam and the sociological impacts that Islam can have on the world. But dear brothers and sisters, the price of paradise is such that you believe in Allah and His Messenger and you strive and you struggle and you make effort, you make juhud for Allah with your possessions and with yourselves. This is better for you if you did but know. If you want the victory, if you want the help, if you want Nasr min Allahi wal Fatun Qareeb, you can get it today. You can have it right now. Put the formula into action. Because let me tell you, put this formula into action and you'll see the change in your life. You will see your life change. I give you my word And I can give you my word because it's Allah's word. It's Allah's promise in the Quran. And Allah does not break His promises. Allah never breaks His mi'ad, His promises. And He won't break them to you. He's never broken them to me personally. And I'm giving you my seal of approval that if you do these things, if you start to make some effort and start to awaken the Muslims that are around you, to start making effort to put this deen back into its right perspectives, to let the people know the truth about Islam, to start putting the realities of Islam on the forefront of the world scene, then things will begin to change and Allah will begin to get back on our side. Allah will begin to change the world around us and will make it a better place for us, inshaAllah ta'ala. And this is our hope. This is the world that we want our children to grow up in, a world that is enveloped by Islam, a world that is run by Islam, a world that is being dealt with the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants it to be dealt with. Yes, this is our intentions. And if we feel that our intentions are anything less, then we need to recheck our intentions and our aqidah. That yes, we do want the world to be under the banner of Islam. We want the world to see the beauty of Islam. Even if they don't know it, we know that it's for their own benefit and for their own good. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yes, Allahumma ansur wa izz Islam wal muslimin. Ameen. Yes, O Allah, give help and dignity to Islam and the Muslims. And give this help to us by awakening us to the realities of our situation, that we need to begin to wake up. We need to begin to take action on behalf of our deen, on behalf of ourselves, to save ourselves and our families from the punishment that Allah has prepared for those who do not believe in Him and those who disobey Him. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of those who become part of this promise that He has given us in the Quran. رَبَّنَا أَتِينَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ أَقُولِ قَوْلَ هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرَ لِي وَلَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرَهُ إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ وَأَخْوَانُ دَعْوَانٌ وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد.